AP News, I'm Hayah Pinjwani. There's been a shooting in Dallas at an ICE facility. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons says three people were shot Wednesday at an Immigration and U.S. Customs Enforcement detention facility in Dallas. He says the shooter is dead from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Lyons says it's not clear who the other people are who were shot. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says the motive for the shooting is unclear, but she says there's been an uptick of targeting ICE agents. I'm Donna Warder.
Democrat Adelita Grijalva wins a special election for an Arizona congressional seat. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Southern Arizona voters on Tuesday choosing Adelita Grijalva to succeed her father, the late U.S. Representative Raul Grijalva, a progressive Democrat who represented the state for more than two decades in Congress. She defeated Republican candidate Daniel Gutierrez in the 7th Congressional District. She took to Instagram after to lay out her plans.
We have so much work ahead of us to do, from tackling gun violence and building a safer community for all of us Arizona families.
The win will make Grijalva the first Latina to represent Arizona in Congress. The seat was one of two remaining vacancies in blue districts that Democrats needed to hold to avoid losing more ground to Republicans in the U.S. House. I'm Julie Walker.
In his return to late-night TV last night, Jimmy Kimmel said he understands that his remarks last Wednesday felt either ill-timed or unclear to some.
You understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man. I don't think there's anything funny about it. I posted a message on Instagram on the day he was killed, sending love to his family.
That audio is courtesy of ABC's Jimmy Kimmel Live. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports activists say drones have targeted a flotilla bound for Gaza.
The Global Sumud Flotilla says it was attacked during the night by unidentified drones and communications jamming. It adds that at least 13 explosions were heard on and around several flotilla boats, while drones or aircraft dropped unidentified objects on at least 10 boats. The activists aim to break the Israeli blockade of Gaza. No casualties were reported, but the flotilla says there's damage to the vessels and widespread obstruction in communications. Sumud posted a brief video showing what appeared to be an explosion on or near one of the vessels. There's been no immediate response to questions regarding the attack from the Israeli military. I'm Charles De La Desma.
U.S. stocks are ticking higher in the early going and recovering some of their loss from Wall Street's first drop in 4 days. I'm Hayah Pinjwani.